It was a perfect day to rob a bank. The rain outside hammered the sidewalks like a monsoon. The river of delivery wagons, double-decker omnibuses, and carriages of all description that usually flowed in an unending torrent along West 33rd Street had been reduced to a trickle. In place of the rush of pedestrians along the sidewalk, a few men with umbrellas hurried by the plate glass windows of the Manhattan Merchants and Trust Bank. Customers would hold off coming to the bank until the downpour stopped, and that wasn't going to happen for hours. All of which meant fewer witnesses. Stick Gleason looked down the barrel of his Colt Navy revolver at the people lying face down on the shiny white marble floor, then glanced over at Sam Potter, who was standing guard inside the massive oak and glass double doors of the front entrance. Potter nodded. Things were going well. Though they both wore white muslin masks that hid their faces, Gleason knew Potter was smiling at him. The woman on the floor in front of him started to whimper, reminding him of a hunting dog he'd once owned. When the dog wanted out of his crate, he'd give a high-pitched whine until Gleason couldn't stand the noise any longer and freed him. Gleason could only see the top of the woman's scarlet-colored hat, which had a slanted brim with a sort of high mound on top, like a beehive covered with yellow and green cloth flowers. Must have been a society lady. "Keep quiet, ma'am. We'll be through in just a few minutes," Gleason said in a soothing tone, tapping the top of her hat with the barrel of his Colt. She shut up immediately.